This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the air, that's the DJV program. If it's trending, we're going to talk about it with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The Dougster is here. The good, the bad, the ugly. And I guess there's been all that, although there's not much good associated with Jeffrey Epstein. There's bad and there's ugly. I'm going to talk about something else that was bad and ugly after you talk about Epstein being bad and ugly. Jennifer?
Yeah, definitely it seems that the story only gets uglier. Some new information in the story surrounding Jeffrey Epstein and his death. According to reports in the New York Post, he was an evil genius because we heard the story that he had written his will a couple of days before he killed himself at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York City. Unfortunately for his victims, he filed his will in the U.S. Virgin Islands, meaning that there will be another layer of difficulty for his accusers to get a piece of his estate, according to several lawyers. He is in some way as brilliant in death as he was in life, an evil genius, said one of the lawyers for two of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers, who added that he would hire an associate in the Virgin Islands to help him navigate the court system there or have to pass the bar exam himself to make a go at it. There have been a lot of lawsuits over the last several days, especially that have been filed against Epstein. There are five in Manhattan since he hanged himself just 10 days ago. So think about those numbers. Nearly all the suits will have to be refiled since they don't name the executors of Epstein's will as required after his death, said one lawyer. And the lawsuits can still be filed in Manhattan, but any settlements ordered by the courts in New York would have to be doled out in the Virgin Islands with the help of an attorney there. So this just adds an extra level of murky waters.
So his legal residency was the island in the Virgin Islands.
That's what he did, yeah. Now, part two of this story is
excuse me for a second. His passport was issued by what country?
Didn't he have a couple of them?
I
know he had a few of them from some of his friends from different countries that I think
he had a Saudi passport, right?
That's right, a Saudi passport, yep.
Yep.
All right. I'm trying to piece them. What people do and how they get those multiple passports.
Well, we know exactly how we got the passport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
this guy just dealt in favors and secrets and blackmail,
probably.
Yep.
Yeah, I just
apparently Prince Andrew's he's really gonna. There's more that's gonna come out about him. He's in deep.
What is Prince Andrew's role? He's
friends
mixed
with them.
Messages from him. I understand he's friends with him.
And last week he said he didn't know he was into all this stuff. But here's the thing. That may have worked in 2008, may have worked even in 2009. But once that conviction came in and Jeffrey Epstein was a convicted sex offender, there is no way that you can pretend you didn't know about that for 10 years. If you read a tabloid in New York City, there was no way that you could pretend you didn't know what he was all about. And so here's more to the story. And this is just unbelievable. There was a lot of attention paid to exactly the arrangement that he had cut in Florida when he was in jail for those 2 years after he was convicted of sex charges. And it was revealed that he was allowed to go home 6 days a week. He was allowed to go to work every single day. He'd just sleep in jail at night and come back and spend 1 day a week there. Well, now we know, according to one of his victims, that he had sex with multiple women inside the headquarters of his nonprofit while he was on work release from Florida jail. The one that's speaking out is 18. But she said that there were others who were 17 involved in this operation. I guess they're calling it part of his human trafficking circle, his sex trafficking circle. There was a new lawsuit that was filed on Tuesday in New York against his estate. The woman who made these claims is a woman that is anonymous. She's basically known as Caitlin Doe. She claims she flew to West Palm Beach in October of 2008 before her 18th birthday to work for his nonprofit, the Florida Science Foundation. When she was arrived, she was coerced into performing sex acts on Epstein, sometimes alone, sometimes with other young women inside the offices while he was on work release. It was also revealed yesterday that some of his friends in foreign countries, I think in France specifically, flew in as a birthday present for him two 12-year-old girls that were given to him.
All right, I don't want to talk about this anymore. It provides us with nothing except more disgust.
I hope everyone involved in this just gets the maximum punishment they can possibly get. This is just absolutely vile.
Jennifer, while you are here, oftentimes we go to you for clarification or information regarding things that are going on with the administration, the no flu shots for detainees rule, immigration officials not vaccinating migrants, and this is flu-related, I guess, in matter of speaking, because a couple of children have died from the flu. I don't know that I have a problem with this, because I have a problem with all these vaccinees. I don't know what to think of this, though. I know news media wants to make it look bad. Isn't this horrible? Well, we should be vaccinating everybody. No, we shouldn't. These people shouldn't be here in the first place, so we're going to go vaccinate them all? There's enough controversy about that to begin with. So do you have a spin, or do we have some sort of...
I don't. I actually haven't heard much about this. I know that there are recommended vaccines for people that are coming into this country. I know. I don't know what the process is, though, admittedly, at the border when they get here. I would imagine that you have to probably have your status determined before you would be given any kind of mandatory vaccine or anything like that, because a lot of these people are supposed to be turned back. They're not supposed to be released into the states. And I think if they're in custody, I don't know if that's the appropriate time to launch into mandatory vaccinations.
All right, let's from the ridiculous to the sublime. I said you'd be disgusted or you'd be distracted by this. Last night, if those of you who've been watching America's Got Talent were actually watching, there was one segment of the program featuring Nick and Lindsay Williams, who have a violin knife-throwing act. And if you can imagine that, would you quickly go to the video, to the music of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire, they throw knives at the violin. It's the craziest thing, and a fire started on the stage. And Simon Cowell said, I think in the history of America's Got Talent, that was the worst live performance I've ever seen. Everything went wrong. It was like watching a murder, he said. And so when you look at it's really kind of one of those things. The video and it's the old thousand, what is it, pictures worth a thousand words. It's really one of those things. What is it about some of these people that have talent or don't have talent?
I mean, I think I've seen one of their videos before. It is interesting. I don't understand how you come up with this stuff if they, like,
yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Because, the guy, I think, plays violin and sings, and then, like, so they're doing that together, and then she, like, the wife goes and stands in front of this, like, or maybe, no, he plays violin while he's standing in front of this, like, giant wooden board, and she turns around and she basically throws knives at him. And
but don't you think that's a sign of the times? Like, we always have to constantly push the envelope. Like, no one's happy with just a violin. You know, we have to throw knives at him.
I think that she doesn't like him, and she's trying to get rid of him, but, like, make it look like an accident at some point.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Who are the other judges that are on with Simon?
They're new this season.
Gabrielle Union.
And Julianne Hough. They're the two new ones. Heidi and Mel B are out. I think that they've lost a lot of chemistry and just sort of, I don't know. I think they're kind of flat for me. I liked Heidi and Mel B a lot better.
Well, Simon is not himself. When he was on America's,
American Idol.
That was people watched it because they wanted to hear him say things like, that was the worst act ever, that sort of thing. And now it's kind of been lost. And the other thing...
Well, he's a father now, and he's softened a lot.
Softened up. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that I'm sort of tired of reading about, maybe I just ignore the stories, is Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. Okay, enough already with this. So
they just split up the other day.
Yeah, it was, and
apparently
he's already with somebody else.
May. Yeah. And just no one knew about it, but, yeah.
I think people are intrigued.
They were a weird
because
couple.
Because people speculated that they were together for years and years and years, and they never confirmed, and then they did confirm, and then they broke up right after that. So, I don't know. People like to talk about rumors and all that kind of stuff.
Well, also, I think after what she went through with Tom Cruise and the way that she had to get rid, you know, the way that she had to basically sneak away from him in New York, it was like an MI6 plan. Her father was there and switched residencies, and they had cars picking her up and switched phones and all kinds of stuff just to get away from Scientology and Tom Cruise. And I think people kind of wanted a win for her and thought maybe Jamie Foxx was a good guy. And I don't know.
6 years is a good enough amount of time.
Yeah, anyway. If it's not going to go forward, then you know, get out. So,
all right. Thank you for that dating advice. That's Victoria Keelan.
Yep.
That's it. If it doesn't work for you, get out.
Why not? Right. Why? Right. Life's too
makes
short.
Sense. Yeah. Let's keep going. All right. Speaking of going, Jennifer's going, and we're going to go into a MyPillow focus because it's that time. The time, this is the first time this has ever happened, actually. Mike Lindell is the CEO of MyPillow. Is giving back to listeners to this program because we have sold a lot of pillows and a lot of things. That's the idea here. Tell the story and go to the website and buy the stuff. And that's maybe that could be the. How's that for a spot, ladies? Go to the website, mypillow.com, look around, buy the stuff. Use the DJV code to save money. What else is there? That's pretty much it, right? Go buy my pillows, go buy pillowcases, buy sheets, mattresses, mattress toppers, all there. Plus a ton of other things that are not necessarily sleep-related. Your dog gets his own MyPillow pet bed. They've got roll-and-go pillows you can see, the neck pillow. It's a fabulous website. Kind of fun to go through. Washing and drying. That's what you get with all their pillows as well. You can't do that with any other pillow. The best deal of the month, the body pillow. It regularly is priced at $89.99 with the promo code DJV. Get it for $29.99. Big savings there. Save lots of money. 50, 60, 65%. All kinds of things for radio listener specials. Save all that money. Enter the promo code DJV to save the big dough. Get the great specials right now at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it. You lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants. Doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go to maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad guy, make your mama sad guy, make your girlfriend mad.
I don't know if you've heard this song or not. Maybe we're introducing you to it. I want to get close to this song. Billie Eilish, song called Bad Guy, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Throwing off Lil Nas X. What? That's what it is.
Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The song Old Town Road, we played here a number of times. It was 9 weeks at the number two spot. This song was behind the other song that was number one for 9 weeks. So now it has surpassed that, passes The Weeknd, Starboy, The Worms, Sorry, and Outkast, The Way You Move, each of which ruled after 8 week waits at number two before taking over the number one spot in 2017, 16, and 04, respectively, for the song. This song, Bad Guy, additionally claims the honor of conquering the longest leading Hot 100 all time, ending the 19 week domination of Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus. So this lady is, what, 18, 19 years old?
17 years old.
Right.
And this song has been everywhere for the last, I don't know, a couple months. I can't turn on the radio without hearing it. And it's on all kinds of different channels. It plays on the rock channels here. It plays on the pop channels. It's kind of crazy because it's kind of a weird song. Yeah. But, I don't know. Her first hit came out when she was, like, 13. And so it's pretty crazy what she's able to do. I think she produces everything with her brother. So it's, I don't know, it's good for her.
So where'd she come from? How'd she get her experience, knowledge, et cetera, her chops in music? Does she have a musical family?
I think both of her parents were musicians. Her brother is a musician. He sings on a lot of the songs and plays guitar with her everywhere. So I think it's that. I think that, you know, even though she's got these huge hits, she's, like, still writing in her parents' house, probably because she's only 17. But, I don't know. It's, like I said, there was a Netflix show, 13 Reasons Why, and one of her songs, Ocean Eyes, got played on that, and then it kind of blew up after that. So.
I think Selena Gomez curated that soundtrack.
I believe so,
she's one of the executive producers, yeah.
Yeah. How old is Selena Gomez now? About late 20s?
She's 26, 27.
Yeah.
Okay. Or just have to say, Victoria?
I think a lot of Selena probably helped with Billie Eilish's career. Ellen had her on like a couple years ago and really pushed her into the mainstream. So Ellen has kind of been given a lot of credit for really helping her break out into the mainstream, because she was kind of like more of an indie artist.
Oh, okay. Well, so it is kind of an interesting song. Got a beat to it, that's for sure. It's a good dance song, isn't it? This is a good dance.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good dance
song. This isn't my favorite song that I've heard from her, but yeah, it is everywhere. Kara's right. Yeah. You can't get away from it. Although you couldn't get away from Old Town Road either.
That's
so
true, yeah.
Well, there's a lady named Taylor Swift. Seems hard to get away from her.
Yep.
Taylor Swift. She's now combined with Stella McCartney, fashion designer. The line of merchandise called Lover is something they've worked on together. Joint collection, photos of the collaboration, including a bomber jacket, purse, and many T-shirts, appeared on Swift's online store yesterday, along with the announcement of a New York City pop-up shop called the Lover Experience. The store will be open August 23rd, 24th, 25th. So that would be this weekend, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Jacket and purse will be available on Stella McCartney's website starting the evening of August 22nd. So that's Thursday night. The collection is featuring designs, have a lot of pastels, tie-dye. Swift's newest cat, Benjamin Button, is in some of this stuff.
He's in one of the videos. That's how she rescued him. He was just supposed to be like a little kitten in the video, and she fell in love with him and took him home. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
So the sustainable collection of things and fabrics, vegan leather made from recycled polyester and vegetable waste oil. That's interesting.
That's very Stella. She's vegetarian and, very, very Stella.
Okay. So you tune in to McCartney's live stream at 5 o'clock Eastern Time for a closer look at the making of the line. That's on Thursday. All right, Thursday the 22nd, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. If you want to check this out, you ladies going to be watching for this?
It's cute stuff. It'll probably sell out immediately, but it is very, very cute stuff.
Cute stuff. All right, 28 and change at the hour here on the DJV Show. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After seemingly expressing support for expanding gun purchase background checks just a few days ago, President Trump seems to be backing away from that, saying only that he was now supporting the enhancement of the existing background check system. He told reporters yesterday he shares the NRA's concerns about taking rights away from lawful gun owners.
We have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope, and all of a sudden everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
The Guardian's reporting law enforcement has prevented 6 mass shootings in America since the deadly attacks in El Paso, Dayton, and Gilroy, saying several of the plots may have involved white supremacists. The 6 suspected of planning the attacks are accused of targeting gays, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotel, a gas truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Your consideration, please, as we continue on the DJV show for Wednesday, August the 21st, 2019. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I was actually looking at something. I got distracted by a story from the Dominican Republic. As much time as we have spent talking about what's going on down there, apparently there's a big drug bust, and it has brought into the focus again a couple of Major League Baseball players. A fellow used to play in Boston, Luis Castillo, was arrested, and so was Octavio Dotel, a couple of well-known players that are now retired, wrapped up in a raid with the focus on Cesar Emilio Peralta, known as Cesar, the abuser. Apparently all kinds of drug trafficking involved, money laundering, And for them to be arrested in the Dominican Republic, this must have been really bad. Because normally this kind of stuff doesn't, you know, they don't give a damn down. They just pay off all the politicians and they leave you alone. So that's a pretty interesting story. All right, let's get Victoria to assert herself into the discussion and the interaction here with a focus on Cokie Roberts. This is an interesting, we haven't thought about her for quite a long time. Mainstay at ABC for decades.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Married to Steve Roberts. Who is a kind of a wannabe commentator, not really ever that successful. He wrote a lot in the Post and Newsweek and places like that, but he was always kind of a BSer, whereas she was pretty much on. So what's going on with her?
Well, she made an appearance on Sunday on This Week, which is the show that she
used to host with
Sam Donaldson for a long time.
Long time.
And so she made an appearance, and she said she's issued a statement now because apparently a lot of people were concerned about how she looked. And she said, after my appearance on This Week last Sunday, I received many messages of concern about my health. Over the summer, I have had some health issues which required treatment that caused weight loss. I am doing fine. I very much appreciate the kind comments I've received and expect to be, as I have been, working away in the days and months to come, covering what promises to be a fascinating election. I'm grateful to everyone who's been in touch and sent their well wishes. Thanks for caring. So, not exactly sure what's been going on with her health, but she seems to, I guess, be maybe on the mend, hopefully.
Well,
she's been at it for decades.
Yeah, what does she bring? What are some of these old... The old timers like Tom Brokaw, when they bring them back for election coverage, what does that say
about the present state of journalism
and the we can't seem to find people who are with it now that are contemporary and who actually understand what gathering the news is. It's almost a lost art. I think that's why these people come back. Do they add anything new to the discussion? Nah.
I don't know. Tom Brokaw, whenever they bring him back, he just puts his foot in his mouth and says stuff, and then they have to issue apologies from the network. And I don't know. I think they need to retire him. He's just so out of touch at this point. He makes references to things that are just so outdated and... I think Cokie's different, though. I think she's pretty sharp.
Does that happen to me when I make references to the old music?
No, because, like, that's in a fun, informative way when you talk about what was a hit in the 60s or whatever. But, I mean, I'm talking about, like, Tom Brokaw puts his foot in his mouth and says stupid stuff that's, like, borderline racist and not even that he means it to be. He just sounds like a crazy old man who's saying stuff that is no longer relevant.
Yeah, well, he's
got... No, I would not put you in that category.
Well, thank you very much, Victoria. The controversy over a story that we started talking about on Monday when we talked with a focus on the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, development of the next vehicle to land American astronauts on the moon, the statement from the NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine about the program that's going to be managed in North Alabama at the site, the Marshall Space Flight Center, where they're doing all the engineering. They have the best engineers there, he said. So the speculation was, and nobody put it to rest until I asked the question. And I was sort of taken back. I guess it's good. But according to my quote-unquote sources in NASA and along the Space Coast, what I was concerned about was us spending $20 billion and what appeared to be an un... This was... There was no clarification here. It was unclear to me and anybody else who was focused on the information whether or not they were going to build a space launching platform there to boost the rocket from Huntsville. And the answer to that question is absolutely not. The people at NASA said this would be crazy, and that's what I said on the air. But it wasn't clear until 24 to 36 hours after the announcement. Nobody addressed it. Nobody said anything. And, you know, I have an audience down in that neck of the woods, so somebody must have heard. And then John Harper cut to me, who runs WMEL, and said, no, it's not going to be, it's launched from the Kennedy Space Center where they launch all this stuff. So, okay, that's good clarification. It makes good sense. Makes no sense to do the other thing, so let's get off of that and get on to, let's encourage people to do the math and science work and get more people, engineers and folks that can actually build these things so we can maintain our position, because I think it's a great source of pride, frankly, doing stuff like this in a time when America is besmirched a bit here at home and around the world. Good to be doing something that is, I think, in everybody's best interest. Makes us look good. Makes me feel good, frankly. So that's that story. Some other, I suppose we could qualify this, ladies, as prime ministers in the news. Boris Johnson has asked the
disaster.
EU, it is a disaster. He told the European Union a Brexit deal could still get a thumbs up from Parliament. So he's changing his tune. They want to get rid of the so-called backstop agreement. He said the backstop has to go because it's unviable, anti-democratic, and inconsistent with the sovereignty of the UK. He promised that his government would work with energy and determination to reach an agreement that didn't have backstop. Do you want to explain backstop?
Well, backstop,
to people, the alternative. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, what he's talking about, and this is why Boris Johnson, I think, is just a bully who's a disaster. What he's talking about is he doesn't care if they don't have an agreement in Ireland between the North, which is owned by the UK, and the Republic. Mm-hmm. And so he's saying, we're going to plow ahead with this. I don't care if they lock the wall again, if they close it up, or if it's a hard border. I don't care. The backstop agreement
He'll be out of office faster than they get into office.
I don't know. It depends on if people in England agree with him. If they don't care about the Irish border, then he may get his way.
Making too much trouble. There's too much trouble involved in going
but
back.
But he won't have to deal with it. Yes, but it's trouble for Ireland. He won't have to be living with that trouble.
Well, I think
trouble.
He has to, because as the Prime Minister of England, the other side of that is that territory in Northern Ireland belongs, as you just said, to the English, and
right.
There's going to be all kinds of trouble if they do this, what's been suggested here. It's not going to...
Well, Theresa May, before she left office, she negotiated this backstop agreement with the EU. And essentially mm-hmm. what that does, it makes sure that there will never be a hard border again between Northern Ireland and the Republic.
Right.
Boris Johnson just doesn't care. You know, he doesn't care because the North is his and the Republic, they're on their own. And so he's made it pretty clear that he just does not care what happens to that border. If he has to shut it down, he shuts it down. It's just, you know, unfortunately what this is doing is, you know, I was just reading in the Irish Times this morning, there are already car bombs that are, they've foiled some of the plots of these. The police are on top of it now, but this is all going to start up again. This is everything that was bad that where you, with the IRA.
Stupid.
This is,
it's just not as meaningless and unnecessary.
And in London, they've already foiled some car bomb plots against the police. This is going to start all up again, and this is all Boris Johnson. So,
Next Prime Minister is Giuseppe Conte, who is the Prime Minister in Italy. He's announced he's stepping down. During a speech to the Senate, he said that he would submit his resignation. He launched a scathing attack on Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. Salvini's decision to call for new elections and pull his support for the government that's in power right now is irresponsible. I don't know how many of you know this. They have more presidents and prime ministers in Italy than we have colors on the rainbow. There's always a big to-do over there. Politicians get thrown out on a whim. Every time, and you can't pronounce any of the names like spaghetti. They all look the same. They all sound the same. Pretty much they are the same. It's just a different face. And it goes on and on and on and on. No confidence votes take place over there. Like every week. But the thing about it is that they have a tradition of very quick elections. They say, okay, this guy's we gotta force him out. Let's have an election next Tuesday. And that's what they do. They have an election, the country votes, and they get new government and then form a coalition because they got all kinds of parties, every party you can imagine, and then they move on. But Italy, great country that it is just run by a bunch of lunatics. It really is. Think about every single, anything that is part of what you think about Italians, and that's what they got there. What is this guy doing next door?
Good question. No, you would have better than
that. I'm on the radio. What is he doing over there? I like my windows open so that I can have
Yeah, it really helps with the soundproof radio.
Makes me sound right on it, right? Here's something that we're right on, and that's helping you with pain. Joint Formula 14, game changer. For those who have aches and pains, if you've had an operation, maybe you have lower back problems, you had one of those rods put in, those are horrible, and not the fix, by the way, but some people decide to get it done. The aches that have taken over, you had aches before, you'll continue to have aches, even if you have more flexibility in your lower back. Ankle problems, wherever there is a problem, these folks will take care of it by providing you with a formula that in 2 weeks will get you on your feet feeling better or your money back. That's the whole deal with Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Use it, take the capsules, and you'll be ache-free. Find out how it works, or better yet, how to get it, going to achefree.live. I'll tell you how to get it. Just go to the website, achefree.live, and order a 2-week supply. See what you get a 30-day supply. In 2 weeks, you'll feel better. I know you will, because it's worked for me. Achefree.live. 50% off using the DJV code when you either call it in at 877-743-7720 or you buy it online at achefree.live. The important thing is it works to quell the aches and the pains. 50% off using the DJV code, and it works in 14 days or your money back. That's all at achefree.live for Joint Formula 14.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There's a call for more humanitarian aid in Venezuela, and where are most of these people going? Going to Brazil, right? The people that are refugees, Venezuela is a mess, and apparently many of these folks are going to Brazil, having the same problem there as we're having on our border. There are, at the moment, 180,000 Venezuelan refugees in Brazil, and 500-600 are coming over every day. 4 million people have actually left Venezuela. Most of them have gone to Colombia, Peru, Chile, Ecuador, all over the place. So at this rate, where a lot of those people are trying to sneak into America, maybe that'll become ultimately our problem. Let's hope not. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid the guy who did the guitar riff for the James Bond movies. Isn't that the most important part of all of the music? The theme, that chord, and you can hear it in everything, but the guitar is what makes it more prominent, don't you think? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here.
I agree with you. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. All right, so James Bond in the news because of the new title. They've come out with a title for Bond 25. What do you think of it, Chucker?
I like it. No Time to Die. It's a good title.
Yeah? When are they? This will be out next spring, so when do you think you'll see the first trailer? They finished filming it, and they usually try to get a trailer.
I would think pretty soon. I think this is a fifth entry as 007 by Daniel Craig. This is the fourth time they use the word die in the James Bond title. Live and Let Die, Tomorrow Never Dies, and Die Another Day is fourth time they'll use die in the title. But from what I hear, they're going to make this entry a little bit lighter than the other Bond films that Daniel Craig has done. This he would be brooding would be an understatement, to say the least. Skyfall is the best James Bond movie ever made.
That's
one of my favorites, too.
So now the rumor is that actress LaShana Lynch, I don't know her, She's in the movie, and she may be the next 007. There are all kinds of speculative thoughts. I still think they ought to keep him in the next couple of them because.
Well, I don't think that's. I think what it is there's a plot device in the film where he is retired as James Bond, and she. He walks into a room and she's introduced as 007 James Bond. It's just a title they give the agent, but then he comes back as 007 in the film. I don't think there's future plans to have anybody other than him. And if they do, it'll be just completely rebooted, which they always do in these type of franchise. But you know, there's a story last night that broke, which is even bigger. Sony Pictures and Marvel Studios came to an impasse on negotiations on what to do with the character of Spider-Man, meaning Spider-Man, Tom Holland, will revert back to Sony Pictures, and Marvel will have no creative influence on that character, meaning Spider-Man will not appear, as if this stands, will not appear in future Avenger movies, which, despite the fact they could argue whatever they want over the money, the big loser here is the fans. This is a terrible.
All right, so we're losing Chuck. Let's take a spot here and see if we can get him re-coordinated here. This is the DJV program at 56 past the hour.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, some more movie news here, Chuck. I see that Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss are back for The Matrix 4. We were speculating as to whether or not this was going to be made. Wasn't there some, there was a little bit of industry buzz on it a month or so ago, and now it looks like it's going to really happen. So how do you see that shaping up?
I did not expect Keanu Reeves to return to the franchise. I knew they were going to do another one. But I think because he became a very hot property again with the success of these action films, John Wick, they wanted him back. Good news, he's really resurrected himself in the industry as an A-list talent again over the last few years, specifically with the success of John Wick. Matrix, first one came out in 1990, extremely thought-provoking movie. The two sequels were a mess. I would be interested to see what they do here with a part four many decades later.
So, but they have to stay with the same theme, don't they, in order to have...
No, they're going to stick with the same theme. I mean, where they go with the overall storyline is yet to be determined. We'll see how that plays out. But good news for her also, Carrie-Anne Moss, to get back into this franchise.
I got an idea. Let's put Spider-Man and James Bond together in the same movie. What do you think of that?
I'm all for it. Let's do it.
There you are. You're ready to tell. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments, DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.